This is the Sakar Moli of 5th of August 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you are transforming this old world and making it new with your power of yoga. You were born to do spiritual service. Question. What are the signs of true and honest effort-making children? Answer. 1. Honest children never hide their mistakes. They instantly tell Baba. They are very egoless. Their intellects are constantly aware that whatever actions others see them perform, they will do the same. 2. They never spread news of the disservice done by anyone. They remain busy doing their own service. They never spoil their heads by seeing anyone's defects. Song. Have patience, O mind. Your days of happiness are about to come. Om Shanti. The spiritual father gives patience to the sweetest spiritual children, just as a physical father gives patience. When someone is ill, he is reassured and told, your days of the suffering of your illness will change, and days of happiness will come. A limited father gives you limited patience. That one is the unlimited father, who gives you children unlimited patience. Children, your days of happiness are now coming. Only a few more days now remain. Now stay in remembrance of the Father, and also teach others. You are Shiv Shaktis. The Shakti army of Shiv Baba is being created once again. These brothers, Gopes, are also souls. They all take power from Shiva. You also take power. The Father has explained, there is no question of blessings or mercy in this. Stay in remembrance and continue to take power. Only by having remembrance will your sins be absolved. You will also continue to become powerful. The Shakti army of Shiva was so powerful that it changed the old world and made it new. You know that you are changing this old world with the power of yoga. People signal upwards with their finger and say, remember Allah, God. You children understand that these mountains of stone, that is the world, will be changed by your having remembrance of the Father. We are now establishing the land of angels. The Father explains to you children, do a lot of service at exhibitions. Make effort. Sit and study whenever you have time. It is very easy. You children continue to receive teachings of every type. There is an account of each one's actions. The actions of Kumaris are good. Those who are married say, if I were a Kumari at this time, I would be a free bird and free from all these chains. Kumaris are free birds. However, when they keep bad company, damage is caused. A married woman has so many chains of her husband and children, etc. There are so many bondages of systems and customs. Kumaris don't have any bondages, etc. In Bombay, Kumaris are now becoming ready. They say, we will take care of our state. Everyone makes so much effort for their own state. They say, our Gujarat, our UP. You are now claiming your own self-sovereignty. Do not let there be any consciousness of I am so-and-so from such and such a state. You mustn't be jealous of anyone. Don't spoil your head when you see someone's defects. Look at yourself and see to how many souls, brothers and sisters, have you shown the path of happiness? If you haven't shown the path to anyone, you are of no use and cannot climb into Baba's heart. If you don't climb into Bapdada's heart, you cannot be seated on the throne in the future. Baba knows that some children have a lot of interest in doing service. They don't have the slightest arrogance of their bodies. Others are very arrogant. They think that they are doing the Father a favour and not themselves. Never look at anyone's defects. So-and-so is like this and he does this and that. Nowadays, there are some such clever children who spread news of the disservice done by others. So-and-so is doing this, and he is like this. Just carry on with doing your own service. The duty of you Brahmin children is to keep yourselves busy in doing service. The Father is sitting here, and he receives all the news. The Father knows each one's stage. On seeing their service, he also praises them. You children should be enthusiastic about doing service. Each of you has to benefit yourself by doing this spiritual service. You have been doing that business, etc., for birth after birth. Hardly any businessmen do this business. The Father explains a very easy way for you to do service. Never defame anyone. Many do this. Maya even catches hold of good Maharatis by their nose. If you don't remember Baba, Maya catches hold of you. The Father says, because they see that I come in an ordinary body, they're unable to recognize me. Some even give advice to Baba. Baba, you should do this and that. Their stage is such that when Baba tells them a small thing, they become traitors. They give their own dictates to Baba. It is said that when a mouse found a piece of turmeric, he thought that he was a big grocer. They don't understand that they are doing disservice. Many continue to make mistakes. Sometimes their stage is elevated and sometimes low. This has continued all the time. Each of you has to check your own stage. Honest children instantly tell Baba about their stage. Some hide their mistakes. You have to be very egoless about this. Engage yourself in increasing service. Constantly remain aware. Whatever actions others see me perform, they will do the same. If I defame someone, others will also begin to do that. Many don't even think about this. The Father explains, engage yourself in doing your own service. Otherwise you will repent a great deal. Some even become enemies. You have now been transferred from Shudras and have become Brahmins, the mouth-born creation of Brahma. Those who have the five vices are said to be part of the devilish community. You belong to the deity community. You are conquering the vices in order to become deities. Deities do not exist here. Deities exist in the Golden Age. You are now becoming part of the deity community. You children have now been given a chance to explain to others. Continue to explain at the exhibitions. At the exhibitions and gatherings, you can feel everyone's pulse. You can't explain to anyone when you use projectors. People are only able to understand when you explain to them personally, face to face. Exhibitions and gatherings are very good. You can have posters with writing on them too. You should have an interest in having exhibitions and gatherings. When you study regularly, your intoxication will rise. If you are in bondage, continue to remember the Father while staying at home, and your sins will be absolved. It is good to remember Baba even while at home. However, it has become a very difficult thing for children to remember Baba. You don't remember the Father from whom you receive the inheritance for 21 births. Even the Maharatis, who give very good lectures, neither remember the Father nor wake up early in the morning. Even if they do wake up, when they sit to remember Baba, they doze off. The early morning time is very good for having remembrance. People on the path of devotion also wake up early in the morning and busy themselves in having remembrance. However, theirs is the stage of descending. Here it is a matter of climbing up. Maya causes so many obstacles. If you do not wake up early in the morning and remember the Father, how would you be able to imbibe this knowledge? And how would your sins be absolved? However, as for conducting the Murli, even small children can learn and begin to explain it. This study is for adults. It is such a big university. Some children do not have the intoxication of who it is that is teaching them. When Maya deceives someone, don't look at that one, but continue to do your service. The Father continues to receive all the news. Some become body conscious and think, this one is doing this and that one is doing that. They waste their time in defaming others. Your duty is to remain busy in doing service. Whenever something happens, just give a signal to the Father, that's all. Don't think about others. You children should remain busy in doing service day and night. This is your business. Explain at the exhibitions every day. This is Shiv Baba and this is Prajapita Brahma. Prajapita Brahma has also been remembered from the previous cycle. The human world is created through Prajapita Brahma. It isn't that human beings don't exist at all. God creates the human world. That is, he changes thorns into flowers. He creates the world through Brahma. But he does not do that from up above. Brahma has to exist here. It is explained to you so clearly. The Father says, I enter this one at the end of the last of his many births and change human beings into deities. So you children have to work hard, doing service day and night. Take some time off from your business and engage yourself in doing this service. Don't say that you don't have time. If you were to fall ill, would you say that you don't have time? You have to make effort. Nothing can be done through inspiration. Even God can't do anything through inspiration, so how could others do so? They believe that there's nothing God cannot do, that he can even bring the dead back to life. Oh, but you say to God, O Purifier, come and make us pure from impure. You don't say anything else. You don't say, come and bring the dead back to life. He is the purifier. Bharat was pure. The Father says, I come every cycle and purify you. Maya then comes and makes you impure. I have now come to purify you once again. I tell you such easy things. Herbalists cure very severe illnesses with herbs, and then they are praised. When someone has a child or receives wealth, he would say that he was blessed by his guru. Okay, when the child dies, he would say, that is destiny. You children now understand all of these things. Sannyasis become pure and they are respected. They are Hatha Yogis. They cannot teach Raja Yoga. Those are sannyasis and people are householders. So how can they say that they are their followers? The father says, children, you have to follow fully. Man above, remember me and you will become pure and go back home with me. I am ever pure. Human beings make you impure, and the Father comes and purifies you. He is the ocean of purity, peace and happiness. He is also making you the same. You souls purify yourselves with the power of yoga. You know that you will receive first-class bodies. Humans have to be changed into deities in a practical way. It isn't that you just have to wear deity clothes. You also have to pay full attention to yourselves. Let there not be any body consciousness. Baba, I will definitely claim my inheritance from you. You also say, we will definitely make Bharat elevated. Only those who have faith say this. Some ask, how can all this be done in such a short time? In fact, you must never have any of these doubts. When you have doubts, you become slack in doing your service. Very little time remains. Make as much effort as possible. Just see, when there is even a little upheaval through war, etc., everyone will then start to make effort. You understand that if you don't stay in full remembrance, you will have to struggle and will not be able to have remembrance. At that time there will be many calamities, and this is why the Father says, continue to gallop as much as possible. This is a race of souls. The Father explains to you so well. Go and touch the target, that is, the Father's home, and then go down into the new world. This is a very fine race. The Father says, touch me, that is, go to the incorporeal world, and then come down here again. Those who are immersed in yoga will go first of all. You want to go to the land of liberation. The Father says, remember me and you will be able to go there. Everyone likes the land of liberation, and you will then go down to play your parts. No one receives eternal liberation. The term eternal liberation doesn't exist in God's history and geography. You receive liberation in life in a second, and everyone else becomes liberated. Everyone has to be liberated from the kingdom of Ravan. Those who make effort will claim a high status. You children have to become very sweet. Your nature has to be very sweet. You mustn't get angry. The name of Durvasa has been remembered. There are also some like that among the Rajrishis. Always place your hand on your heart and see what you are doing and what status you will claim by doing that. If you don't do service and don't make others similar to yourself, what status will you receive? You mustn't be satisfied with just a little. The Father says, I have come to give you children full sovereignty. Therefore remain courageous and demonstrate it practically. It's not possible to do this just by speaking about it. You also have to give your bones in doing the Father's service. Some do everything, but they sometimes become body conscious and become intoxicated and then fall. Maya is no less powerful. When you don't follow the Father's Srimad, Maya attacks you, and you then divorce the Father. The Father makes you into the masters of the land of happiness, and so have mercy on yourselves. The Father gives you very simple advice. Many storms of Maya will come, but you have to become Mahaviras. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Have an interest in doing service and benefit yourself and others. Never spread news of anyone's disservice. Don't waste your time in thinking about others. 2. Be honest and egoless and increase service. Wake up early in the morning and remember the Father with a lot of love. Let your deeds be equal to your words. Blessing. May you understand the feelings in each one's mind with the stage of Man above and become an embodiment of success. The children who remain stable in the stage of Man above can know the feelings in the minds of others. No matter what their words are, you have to continue to practice understanding what their feelings and motives are. By understanding the feelings in each one's mind, you will be able to fulfill their needs and desires for attainment. Through this, they will become constant effort makers. Then, in a short time, you will see great success in service. And instead of being an effort maker, you will become an embodiment of success. Slogan. When going to sleep, hand everything over to the Father and become empty, and you will not have any wasteful or vicious dreams. Avyakt signal. Finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, pure. You souls become so pure in your Brahmin life that you even make your bodies, matter, pure. Therefore your body also becomes pure when your soul is pure. Totally pure means that there should not be the slightest trace of impurity. This is because, to the extent that you have purity, you will accordingly have the personality of Brahmin life. If there is some purity lacking in you, then this personality will also be lacking. This personality of purity easily enables you to achieve success in the service you do. Om Shanti.